And once again, joining us this morning, it's Rod Branson. This is the Holland Christian Community Connection. Fourth consecutive week, we might as well give you a job here at WHTC.
I'm waiting for my paycheck, Dan.
Can't guarantee the size of the paycheck, but anyway, thanks for coming back once again this week. And we're talking about faith formation this week, and this relates to what we talked about last week, which is the mission statement at Holland Christian Schools. Why don't you remind us what that mission statement is? And you, are, like I said, the principal at Rose Park Elementary, we can dive in to faith formation and specifically faith formation at Rose Park Elementary.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Our mission statement is equipping minds and nurturing hearts to transform the world for Jesus Christ. Clearly, that faith integration and formation is a huge part of what we do. And frankly, it's what distinguishes us, obviously, from our community schools. Fine schools, but it's what separates and distinguishes us.
Sure.
So obviously, one might think about prayer and devotions and Bible class and Bible curriculum, which we all do in all of our buildings. We have chapel times, regular communal gatherings where we sing and pray and again listen to God's word. But it goes more than that. Faith integration, faith formation goes deeper. There are relationships, clearly, that enter into that. And so we're very intentional about Christ-centered relationships with our students and with our staff. There's a researcher by the name of Chap Clark. He's at Fuller Seminary, and he's done some research and authored a book called Hurt in Particular, most recently.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the old conventional wisdom being that for Christian families and for Christian children, it used to be that there needed to be one caring Christian adult in their life, in the life of five students. And he says, but today, really that ratio is just flipped. Really what it is it's five caring, loving Christian adults for every child. And that is a great opportunity that we have and a benefit that we have at Holland Christian through all the staff members, myself included, pouring into our students and so that we can come around students and make a 5-to-1 ratio. In a particular classroom setting, I wanted to share this story. I was in a fifth grade classroom the other day, and it happened to be a reading lesson. And so the specific objective of the lesson was for students to think about character analysis and how do various characters in the books that they were reading, how are they interacting with each other? And there was a fun little chart for them to fill out to help them to think about that. But interestingly, the teacher started with 1 Corinthians 13. And of course, in Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13 is a passage that speaks about love and all about relationships.
Yeah.
And so she brought that and shared that with them. And it was something actually that I had talked about with the fifth and sixth graders together in a chapel setting earlier in the year. And so she brought that back. And they talked about that a little bit first again and thought about that passage until one student raised his hand and he says, Mrs. Kuipers, is this a Bible lesson or is this a reading lesson? I appreciated the question.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? We ought to have that question more often come up.
Yeah.
And then the teacher just wonderfully talked about how 1 Corinthians 13 really set the stage for what they were going to be talking about and thinking about as they did some of that character analysis and as they looked for and identified how people were relating to each other in the book. That 1 Corinthians 13 helps us as Christians to think about what that can look like for ourselves as we interact with each other.
It's an interesting story. With the faith formation in mind, there was a statistic that I read a couple of weeks ago that showed 70% of millennials are not actively participating in the religion. Doesn't mean they're atheists, they're just not actively participating.
Right.
And I mean we could dedicate over four or five different segments to this one topic, but I guess the question would be concerns?
Yeah. That's a really great question, Dan. And one, the research, we are certainly familiar with it as a Christian school.
Yeah.
And there are a number of us that specifically are championing the faith integration and faith formation. And so the question comes up, even in terms of retaining our graduates as parents then and their children at Holland Christian. And like you said, there's a lot of research that we could go to and look at. And we think that there are some things that we can do and need to do as a school that partners with the home and with the church, and not the least of which, and again, this is a way more complex topic that
right.
needs a lot of time, but it just an initial reaction would be, I think that as a former high school teacher and certainly in the elementary setting now, I think what our kids need, what our students need and long for, are to see authentic Christ followers, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the school
yeah.
or in their families or whatever, people that what they believe truly makes a difference in their relationships, in their decisions, mm-hmm. how they live their lives. And not to criticize anyone or anything in the past,
yeah.
but the draw to the Christian community, I think, whether it's, again, school, home, church, is when people are living authentically, with integrity, living out those lives of love and relationship and following as redeemed people
right.
in the footsteps of Jesus. And that's what we try to do every day
yeah.
at Highland Christian.
Well, again, like I said, we could talk about this. We could dedicate shows to this
yes.
topic. It really is an interesting subject to bring up. But once again, we're talking with Rod Branson, principal at Rose Park Elementary within Highland Christian Schools. And, Rod, it's been a pleasure speaking with you the past 4 weeks. I can see that your students, just by talking to you for the past few weeks, that they probably really enjoy you being the principal at Rose Park Elementary.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for joining us these past 4 weeks.
You bet.